And good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news on the 18th of January. We have a little bit of a different background music today. To start off with, this is the Bitcoin we're speaking about. One of my favorite topics for a while now. Trying to get smart on it just through reading different articles every day. And just there's no real way to get smart about crypto, right? It's being spoken about. You read articles, make sense of it, put two and two together. There's also cool YouTube videos about it. I will share them at some point, but I'm also trying to come up with some perspective on the cryptocurrency world, and I'm still struggling because there's so much that's being spoken about and there's so much new stuff coming out every day. So we're all learning. But yes, Bitcoin's price has plummeted to half its peak. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube put their weight behind net neutrality. The FCC is keen on passing it, though. France and the UK talk European defense and immigration. More on immigration, where Italy is sending troops to Libya and Niger. And India lose their first test series in 3 years. First piece on the news is Bitcoin's price plummeting to half its peak as tightening regulations loom in South Korea, Japan, and China. Investors in cryptocurrency are jumping ship. Bitcoin fell below $10,000 on the Luxembourg-based Bitstamp exchange, with Citi analysts predicting a further and more rapid plunge to around $5,600. And when Bitcoin goes down, the rest of the cryptocurrencies go down as well. Ripple, which has been doing great stuff, it's being used in banks, they've got like a solid blockchain technology around them, is also suffering the wrath of plummeting prices, thanks to Bitcoin, because everybody in the world thinks crypto is Bitcoin, at least most people. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube put their weight behind net neutrality. Executives from the three platforms spoke in front of the US Senate committee to show their support for a resolution to restore net neutrality. The measure can't be formally introduced until new rules officially cancel Obama-era net neutrality policy, but it has the support of 49 Democratic senators and one Republic senator. So yeah, it's a long time till the future of net neutrality gets decided, but there's talks by the FCC, which is in charge of these rules and laws, that they want the laws reversed. They want to charge people for different services on the internet differently. Next piece in the news is France and the UK talk European defense and immigration. French President Emmanuel Macron will visit British Prime Minister Theresa May in London to urge the UK to accept more refugees. France's hope is that the UK will invest more in French border policing, in addition to easing the country's refugee strain, which has been a particular issue at migrant camps in Calais. Italy will be sending more troops to Libya and Niger. Niger is not Nigeria, by the way. There's two countries in Africa which I just figured. Niger is one, which is very French-based, so Francophone. And Nigeria is Anglophone, which is basically English-speaking natives. That's right. The Italian Parliament approved an increasing military presence in the countries in order to curb migration and trafficking to Europe. Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni reopened Parliament to vote on the move, which will relocate 470 troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. So yes, Italy is shifting its troops from Afghanistan and Iraq to station in North Africa. The focus on Africa comes as Italy is seeking to stop migrants from reaching its shores. The mostly African migrants first crossed the Sahel states to reach Libya, where they set off in their boats for Italy. More than 600,000 immigrants have come in the past 4 years. It's quite a number. And immigration's always been a problem in the European Union. They're always trying to counter illegal immigrants in, trying to stop and kind of at least contain the number that come in. Last piece in the news is India losing their first test series in 3 years. South Africa defeated India by 135 runs in the Centurion Test on Wednesday, taking an unsaleable 2-0 series lead and ending India's record streak of 9 consecutive series wins. The last time India lost a test series was when Australia defeated them 2-0 in a 4-match series in 2014-15. The last test will start from January 24th in Johannesburg. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. You guys are listening to your host Ashwin, and we discussed India's sport world, lots of immigration, Bitcoin and net neutrality today. You guys have a great Thursday morning. I will see you tomorrow same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Summer Spliffs by Broke for Free. That's right, Summer Spliffs by Broke for Free.